Hello and shalom. We are with a special episode of 30 Minutes or Less. Before we say hello to our dear guest, Chet Silverman, just a few words in Hebrew from myself. אז שלום לכולם. אנחנו בפרק מיוחד של 30 דקות או פחות. והאמת היא שהפרק הזה נולד מתוך זה שיש לי חברה חדשה, היא בתחום חדש, ואני ככה מתחיל להבין מה, איזה כנסים יש ברחבי העולם, וככה נחשפתי לכנס איטל, נרשמתי לכנס, ואז קיבלתי הודעה מצ'אט, שהוא אחד האנשים מאחורי הכנס הזה, והוא אומר לי, עם ישראל חי. ואז הבנתי שיש פה איזה סיפור יותר מעניין, וככה החלטתי לארח את צ'אט. אז בוא נעבור עכשיו לאנגלית, ונגיד שלום לצ'אט סילברמן. צ'אט, הלו, גוד מורנינג.
עם ישראל חי, גוד מורנינג.
Where are you calling me from? It's super early in the morning.
Yes, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. It's 8 o'clock a.m. here. I moved to Charleston around 7 years ago. Of course, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Nice Jewish boy. And my wife and I moved here 7 years ago.
What's your Hebrew name? I guess you have one.
Yeshayahu.
Yeshayahu. That's the... The one you did bar mitzvah with, I guess.
Absolutely. The one that I got in trouble with in Hebrew school every 2 or 3 days every week.
Amazing. So if you try to find Chet Silverman on LinkedIn, you have a nickname. That's Mr. E-Tail, right?
That's correct. Mr. E-Tail, I've been selling, and you'll know my picture because I'm wearing pajamas, holding a bottle of wine in LinkedIn. Which, of course, got me in trouble with the bosses, but I told them it was great marketing. And I am Mr. E-Tail because I've been selling E-Tail now for 24 years. And it's been around for 25, so I missed one.
All right. So maybe tell our audience, what is E-Tail?
So E-Tail is one of the largest e-commerce conferences in the United States for online retailers. Started in 1999, when the whole e-commerce craze first started. And I started the next year, of course, when the dot-com bubble burst. So I was lucky enough to come in and have to rebuild the show from scratch. But we have them now all over the world. E-Tail Germany, E-Tail Nordics, E-Tail Asia. And we have two here in the United States, E-Tail West in Palm Springs, E-Tail East in Boston.
And E-Tail West is the one that I will be joining. What's special about the one in Palm Springs?
E-Tail West is the largest show in the company. Well, it gets approximately 2,500 people, 140 companies will be exhibiting. It really is the premier show in the United States because it's the first e-commerce show in the first quarter. So every February, the retailers are coming, talking about what went right, what went wrong during the holiday season. And then they come so they could buy brand new solutions or find better solutions they've been using to carry them through to the next year into the next holiday season. So it's a great timing always for us. Plus, everybody wants to run to Palm Springs.
Yeah. So in a minute, we'll get back to E-Tail. Tell us a bit about, you know, your life. So you told us you grew up in Brooklyn, New York. How did you end up, you know, being part of this big convention?
So it's interesting. I am 59 years old. I have only had two jobs my whole life, which is very rare today for people. I was a stockbroker for 14 years, left in 2000, worked for one company only. And in 2000, I needed to get a new job. The industry was changing. It wasn't the same as it used to be. And when I'm monster.com, I had to learn how to do, when you're a stockbroker, you don't know how to do anything basically except sell on the phone. So I had to learn how to do Word documents, fax, emails, you name it. I had to learn. And I went on monster.com, started sending my resume everywhere. And I I found this conference company and I had no idea what a conference was. Nothing. And I interviewed and got the job, of course, right away because I can sell, and I sold myself in the interview, and they hired me. And the rest is history. It was fantastic to be able to bring buyers. We basically bring buyers and sellers together in a hotel under a particular topic that we create. And it's it's fantastic to bring companies together, watching them grow together every year. And I really enjoy it.
So you've been part of this industry like 24 years. What have you seen? What are the trends that you saw? And especially, what's the trend this year?
Well, I've seen so many different technologies. Remember, I'm only e-commerce, and I've seen so many different technologies. You know, when a technology comes out, it's the biggest thing ever. You know, mobile. Let me go back to CRM, you know, customer relationship management. That was the biggest thing ever. You know, mobile marketing was the biggest thing ever. So there was some email marketing, search. You know, I started with everything when it first came out. I remember calling Google and I said, I don't know you, you don't know me, but I think you should be at this e-tail show because we do search. And the guy at Google says, I've never heard of you. This is maybe 2020, this is 2003 maybe. And they came to the show and they realized how great it was for them. And then of course they got so big, they didn't need e-tail anymore. But I would say this year, of course, AI is so big, so important. We created a whole day, called the Future of E-commerce, which is all about brand new technology, and AI happens to be absolutely one of the most popular right now.
So what kind of technologies around AI will we be able to talk about coming e-tail, in February?
Well, it's very different anywhere from when you're shopping online for recommendations, making recommendations when you go from website to website, just typing in anything. If you see now, just searching for products, it literally is almost telling you what you want. When someone asks me, what is e-tail? I always like to give them an example. Everybody go to a website, you're fishing, you're going fishing, you're looking for a fishing rod to buy fishing rods. Mm-hmm. And you're on fishing.com. Mm-hmm. And you leave that website, and now you go to ESPN because you want to check out the scores of your favorite team. And while you're there, you get an ad pops up on the screen to buy fishing reels. And you think, how did they know that I was just on this other website? I said, that's e-tail. I go, those are my sponsors following you all over the web. And I think with AI, it's going to become incredible. They will know where you're driving in your car, which I think they can do that now. I know you can't prove it, but I'm almost thinking that I've had conversations with somebody, and the next thing I know, I'm on my phone and I'm getting an ad for what I was just talking about. I can't prove it, but I'm almost positive it can happen.
Mm-hmm. So this might be even a bit intimidating, but let's leave it on the side. Over the years, you also met Israeli entrepreneurs, right? And when we were speaking, I think you told me after what happened in October 7th, you are now open for Israeli entrepreneurs and you want to invite them. And, you know, some of them will even get the free access, right?
Yes. So, of course, after October 7th, I don't think things have been the same for me and my family and everybody that I know. And I have, e-tail has a long history of doing business with Israeli clients. And I even remember my first client ever was 2003, a company called Celebros. They were a search company. And I was so surprised that they were coming to America to come to the show. And of course, the CEO was an American CEO. He was not Jewish at all. they must have hired him to run the American business. And since then, we've had so many Israeli clients come to the show. And it was a couple of months ago, I had a conference call with, can I mention the company name?
Sure.
It's a company called Rise.ai. And they sponsored last year. And we're going to talk about coming back to, and I was nervous because I didn't know how to reach out, if I should reach out to my Israeli clients. I mean, remember, I have to ask for money, and I felt a little, you know, strange doing it. So I kind of laid back, and we had the conference call on Teams, and I noticed he's sitting in an office, and it was empty. And I said, is it lunchtime? He said 50% of the company is in the reserves, and they're in Gaza. And it really hit me hard. And I immediately said, listen, why don't I just give you a few passes to come as my guest? And he said, no. He said, we want to sponsor. We want to go, and we want to get business, and we want to get leads. But it really shook me up a little bit, and I decided I should reach out to some of my clients that have been doing the show that I haven't heard from, or if I'm going to, you know, if some Israeli companies are going to reach out to me. And I started offering them free passes to come to ETEL as my guest. And we have absolutely been giving some out. And some companies are like, no, we want to sponsor. We want to go. And it's been a great feeling to do that, to help out companies that, you know, they're definitely undermanned, but still need to do business. And we only have a few passes left. So if anybody wants to reach out to me on LinkedIn, they absolutely can. Send me a private message and we can definitely take care of you.
So if I'm an Israeli entrepreneur, I am an Israeli entrepreneur, but I'm already in. If any of my colleagues would like to join this this year's event, and we're, you know, just 3 weeks ahead of the event, reaching you out privately on LinkedIn or going on the ETEL website,
send me a message on LinkedIn. If you're not LinkedIn with me, LinkedIn with me, I'll accept it immediately, and then send me a private message through LinkedIn, and we can talk, absolutely.
So, Chet, what do you think about, you know, Israeli entrepreneurs, Israeli high-tech industry? You've been watching us for the past, you know, 20-something years.
Well, to me, it's the startup capital of the world. It's really incredible to see all the different types of solutions. I think a company, WIX, right, is an Israeli company. They just signed up. They're sponsoring. Ooh. They just signed up. I remember them from many, many, many years ago. It always makes me happy when I see a big merger or a big company taking over, buying an Israeli company. It's fantastic. But, you know, in e-commerce, there's so many startups all the time. And we're ETEL is here to help as many as we can, get them at the show, watch them grow. And it is amazing how I started with one in 2003. And I would say some ETELs, we get 10, 12 Israeli companies sponsoring, exhibiting, speaking on the program and getting very, very big, which is great.
So that company, WIX, is Wix. We know this company is Wix. They had a huge IPO a few years ago, a very successful company, tons of employees. And they also have their e-commerce platform/solution. So happy that they'll be there. I'll definitely go and check out their booth and say hi. Any other companies that you know that are joining this year?
Yotpo has been coming for so many years. SimilarWeb is coming. I made a list because I remember that we're going to be talking.
These are, you know, the three.
Yeah, don't forget.
You mentioned
of the most Rise
facing companies there.
Yeah. Rise.ai, great sponsor. A company called Payoneer, I believe, is out of Israel, right. and they're going to be sponsoring a company called Splitit. I think they started in Israel. It's the buy now, pay later. but they might have moved out of Israel. They'll be coming. I also want to give a shout out to a company that can't make it, but they have been here for over 10 years. I don't know if you know OptiMove, a fantastic company. Sure. They have been with me for over 10 years. They can't make it, but you know, we'd love to have them take a few passes, but I think they have something else going on. But they have been a great client of ours for so many years.
So Chet, I'll be for the first time in ETAIL, and I guess there will be some people who will join for the first time. Give us a few tips. What should we, you know, how should we interact with potential clients there? What are the best tricks of the trade?
The most important thing is you have to get some good sleep because you're going to really need your energy at the show. You start Monday night is a cocktail party, so you really need to start Monday night networking, and then you've got Tuesday and Wednesday. The main thing is go to the sessions, sit with the retailers. You know, like you're an attendee as well. Even if you're sponsoring and have a booth, do not have to be at the booth. So you've got salespeople. They should be going to sessions. They should be sitting next to retailers. They should go to the lunch and sit with retailers and have lunch. In the afternoon, again, we have track sessions. At night, we have cocktail parties. So I always tell the same story about two sponsors I had. And after the show was over, and I got a call from an exhibitor, and he said to me, this was the worst show they have ever been to. Nobody came to the booth. We got nothing. Hung up the phone. Phone rings. I pick it up. I get a call from a client who was exhibiting at the same show. He's like, Chet, this was the best show we have ever done. I can't believe how many people we spoke to. It was fantastic. I said, where was your booth? It was literally next to the company that just told me it was the worst show they ever went to. So the moral of the story is you need to network, always walking around, walking up to retailers, talking to as many people as you can. You do not sit at your booth. You have to really walk up to them. And they appreciate that because the retailers, especially since COVID, retailers are coming to buy solutions. They don't work out of a home office. They don't work at an office anymore. They work from home. So you can't call the headquarters of J. Crew and say, I want to speak to the director of e-commerce. That person isn't in the building anymore. That person's at home. So the only way you're going to meet them is at a conference. And since COVID, the retailers realize that as well. And they are really coming to buy now. I really feel since COVID, the retailers that are showing up at a conference are there to buy solutions. Plus, listen to their colleagues talk about how well they're doing, but they are really coming. They need help. And to all my sponsors, I always tell you, network, network, network. Keep networking.
So you mentioned COVID, and COVID was amazing for e-commerce. We saw companies, you know, skyrocket. But, you know, in the past few months, things haven't been amazing in the e-commerce industry as, you know, things were in 2020, 21, etc. What's your view about it?
Well, COVID, of course, for the conference business was the worst, as you can imagine.
Right.
I think I was very depressed for a couple of months. And then I was like everybody else. You know, I opened up an account at Walmart and started getting deliveries of cookies and chips and whatever I could get my hands on. And, you know, I was like everybody. But as we came out, of course, in the conference business, we did no live shows for 2 years. So coming out of the COVID, you knew there would be an explosion of money flowing and people buying online and, you know, and it was pretty incredible. But then what happened was you can't be up here always. You started slowly coming down to the pre-COVID normal, people going back to stores. But yet I think people really loved the convenience of getting deliveries through e-commerce. So without a doubt, that explosion, part of it stayed. And it only is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But you have to understand it's going to be a slow grind now, going back to the top. But it's, I mean, COVID really showed a few things. People love convenience, love buying online. Some people, I mean, I don't like going into stores kind of anymore. It's kind of weird. I mean, I'd rather just shop online. You know, I go to restaurants. That's about it, you know. And I just think that e-commerce, you really saw what e-commerce can be in dire straits. But yet now that you're coming out of it, I think the websites are making it so easy for you to buy things, get deliveries. But now it's going to be more of the normal slow build, really slow, up and up and up. But it's happening, and it's exciting to see.
The event is in Palm Springs. I've never been there. Not being a golfer, is there anything to do in this town? What's going on in Palm Springs? I know that there are many golf courts, but other than that.
Palm Springs is very interesting. If you know the history of Palm Springs, I think it was back in the 1950s, the major Hollywood stars like Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope, you know, the mega stars, they needed to get out of Hollywood because they couldn't even walk around without being harassed. So they found Palm Springs and they went and they built these beautiful homes in the mountains. You'll see, you can go to Frank Sinatra's home. You'll see Bob Hope's home. And on the weekends, they could fly from Los Angeles to Palm Springs and nobody knows them. And that's how it really started. It's like retro, modern. It's a very cool place. I don't play golf. So there's some really nice restaurants there. A lot of people stay there because you can go then travel to different places around California, you know, so that's nice as well. But it's a really pretty place, you know.
Amazing. So you have Itel West, Itel East, you have Itel in Europe and Asia. What about Itel Israel? Any thoughts about that?
You want to know something funny? Years ago, when I was getting all these phone calls from Israel and I was doing all this business, I said to my boss, maybe we should do an Itel Israel show. You know, they have to think about, well, how many sponsors are we going to get and how many attendees are going to get, you know. It was a nice idea, but we never did it. But I always thought about that. I'm sure you have your own conferences, right?
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure. You know, e-commerce is huge, and we have all over the world. In Israel, we have amazing companies who are servicing this industry. Not so much as, you know, cybersecurity and other industries where Israel is definitely number one, but we're growing. I think we're growing.
Yeah, I mean, remember, cybersecurity, you really don't want to talk about what you do. You can't really, you don't want to show what you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chet, again, Israeli entrepreneurs, if they want to join and be your guests, just reach out to Chet Silverman on LinkedIn. Chet Silverman, right? Not Ishayahu Silverman.
Not Ishayahu. You can't miss me. I am wearing my Brooks Brothers pajamas because this was an Itel show. I am wearing my Brooks Brothers pajamas and I'm holding a glass of wine. We were celebrating one of the Itel shows we were at. Just link in with me. I'll accept you and then we can talk privately through LinkedIn. And there's only a few Amazing. Left, so if you want to come, hurry up.
Amazing. So, you know, it's being from Israel and, you know, in the past few months, you know, the mood here has not been amazing because of, you know, the atrocities and the tragedies on October 7th and ever since. So what you're doing for our industry is amazing. And I want to thank you personally for being a host for Israeli companies and doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. And we love working with Israel, and ETAL and Israel have a very long relationship, and we're going to continue that relationship.
Amazing. And Chet, I'll see you at ETAL, you know, in a few weeks. And so happy we had the chance to have this special episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I will buy you a cocktail at the free cocktail party Monday night.
And I can buy you also a free cocktail.
Absolutely. We'll see how many we can buy each other.
Amazing. Chet Silverman, Yishayahu Silverman, toda rabba. Thank you so much. And yeah, see you.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.